Hi people, Chilly here from Live Listen Erased, and on this episode of 5 Minute Review, we're going over the Descendants album, Ninth and Walnut. Sailor's Choice is the first track, and straight out of the gate, we got a high energy track from the Descendants that shows what we're in for this 26 minute album, so strap yourselves in. The next track is Creep Suzette, and this is a quick minute to shove this song into your ear holes. This song continues the energy as before, and shows another decent track. The following track is You Make Me Sick. This song keeps in style with the early 80s punk scene the Descendants helped shape, albeit a bit rough and youthful. The following track is Lullaby, another frantic and fast-paced track that would be awesome in a small club live setting. It's crazy and chaotic, short and awesome, and it's worth the listen. The following track is Nightage, one of the lead singles from the album, and it shows a more evolved and mature sound found on Milo Goes to College. The song has progressed past a 2 or 3 chord structure from the last couple of tracks, and has a solo as well, as being one of the longest tracks on this album at just over 2 minutes, one of the best tracks on the album. The next track is Baby Don't You Know, another quick and to the point track old fans will enjoy with their high octave riffage delivered in 56 seconds. Awesome. The next track is Tired of Being Tired. This is the first track that feels weak and out of place. It's all over the place at parts, and it feels like a Frankenstein of a song that has two tracks mixed into one. The next track is I'm Shaky, and this track takes cues from the rockabilly scene as well as early 50s rock, and I really dig this track. Several other punk bands have done songs like this style successfully, such as Ramones and Misfits, and now the Descendants have done it too. The following track is Grudge, and this track is odd. I don't like the style of the music and the delivery of the lyrics, but the lyrics are interesting nonetheless as they discuss the impact of words. And the next track is Mohican. This is a tongue-in-cheek track that talks about the punk scene, and if you are dressed a certain way, you were in, as well as other people labeling it with other types of music. I hope the band didn't write themselves as the band in question regarding these lyrics, because it would seem a bit condescending if that's the case. I hope I'm wrong about this point. A good track otherwise. The following track is Like the Way I Know, another quick song, and it's in your face and brash style. This is another great track. The following track is It's a Hectic World, and this track is okay. It rolls in its bass lines and drum fills, but other than this, it's a bit lackluster. There are other better tracks on this album, I guess. The following track is To Remember. Love songs often get overlooked in punk scenes, and are snubbed because of the subject matter, because that's not punk. If it's done right, it can work. Do I feel like it's worked this time? Well, I can see why it was left out at the same time. Still, it's not a bad track. The following track is You're Disgusting, another track under a minute, and is again fast-paced and in your face. Another good track to hear out. The following track is It's My Hair, and this is one nasty riff to start off with, fast lyrics delivered at breakneck pace. Seriously, did he even breathe between those lines? This is a beast of a track, and it's worth listening to. The next track is I Need Some. This song was written 40 years ago and would have made more sense to be released by a younger version of the band. It's just a bit jarring to hear these lyrics from the band. If you can disconnect the band these days from the track, it isn't half bad. The following track is Ride the Wild. This is a great track and highly evolved in lyrics and style. In truth, the song is clearly a precursor to the track Hope from Milo Goes to College. The last track is Glad All Over, and the closer track returns to Beach Boys rock style, with lyrics being repeated by the band at points, and it really sounds awesome actually. A fitting end to this album. In case you didn't know, this album is a collection of songs written by the band between 1977 and 1980. This should be enough to get old fans excited, but essentially it's a B-side of rarities albums re-recorded in recent times. It's worked for the Rolling Stones with Tattoo U, but the gap wasn't that big at the time, and the cracks do show in some of the tracks, especially when they were clearly left out for reasons. There are still some great tracks though, and it's hard to fault the writing skills of a band in their teens, but to hear it being done by musicians approaching their 60s and in their 70s, well, it's a bit odd, you know? I guess it's funny when you think about it, because punk fans would make fun of the Rolling Stones for being too old in their field, and it's come full circle here with the Descendants. I guess in the end, it doesn't matter. Play the music you want to play, and people will listen and enjoy it if they want. With that being said, the album gets a 7.5 out of 10, with standout tracks being Nightage, I'm Shaky, Like the Way I Know, and It's My Hair. Give the album a listen to now.